today on a classic Compassion Radio.
So tell us about 1 Million Thumbprints.
1 Million Thumbprints is a grassroots campaign that desires to build the capacity and resilience of women who live in war zones. Gender-based violence is a real thing in this world. And gender-based violence is on a continuum. We would be foolish not to believe that it doesn't exist in our own backyards, right, in our churches, in our organizations, in our nonprofits, in our ministries. It does.
And welcome back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On the program today, we're going to speak with Belinda Bauman. She's a wife, a mom, speaker and writer, and a teacher and advocate whose mission is to bring hope to women in crisis. Now today, Belinda and Bram's wife, Sandy, are going to talk about Belinda's vision of a world where women are free from the fear of violence, oppression, and poverty caused by war. This is Frank Montenegro, inviting you to stay with us for the final part of their conversation.
Well, welcome back to Compassion Radio, Belinda. It's been great to spend these few days with you. I know that our listeners, they're going to be enriched from our time together. I'm so grateful to have this time with you.
What a joy. I am thrilled to be with you as well.
One of the things that I love that you say often, we heard it a lot in Lebanon.
Indoctrinated.
Was to lean in to that pain, lean into their suffering. And honestly, I have to say, I thought, what is she talking about? Mm-hmm. What does that even mean? When we climbed the mountain, then I figured out what that meant a little more.
I got Sandy Floria up a mountain along with her two lovely daughters.
Yes, that's a whole other conversation.
It is.
But leaning into that, because it was hard to do. I mean, the ground that we were walking on was uneven and messy and all of that. And I just kept thinking how it was such a picture of what we were experiencing in the camp or what life is about. It's messy. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to navigate. Yeah. And you walk forward two steps, and because you're going straight up almost, you slip back and the rocks. And I mean, it was a messy situation. And leaning into that and thinking about what those women were walking through on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard to lean in. It wasn't hard to consider their suffering as part of me,
yeah,
to bear it alongside of them. Now, I will never understand what it feels like, really feels like, to be where they are and to sit where they sit. But just that little moment of walking through, allowing myself to really consider their suffering has borne a lot of fruit in me, I think. It's grown me. It's stretched me. And that's good.
When I look at you and think about your story, my story, and even the story of the women that climbed that mountain with us in the Bekaa Valley, I think of the word overcome. Mm. We all are overcoming something. We all need to tap into those moments where we were reminded of how brave we were. And then I think what Esperance taught me more than anything is that thumbprint that she laid down, her identity, though it was 100% hers and completely individual, I have one too. Mm. So not only is it individual, but when you put your thumbprint next to mine, next to Esperance's, next to Ruth's, next to Inge's, we now become something more than just ourselves. Mm-hmm. We become not just an individual witness or overcomer, but we become a community of overcomers. Mm-hmm. We become a community of people that bear witness. And that was where Jesus said the healing of the world was. Mm-hmm. The darkness would try to prevail against us, and it would not overcome us. Why? Because we were actively overcoming. So why not put ourselves in really uncomfortable, and I'll suggest you can cut this if you want, maybe even dangerous places, for the sake of bearing witness to the stories of others where God is present or where he may not be present yet, but will be. I want to be there. I want to be bearing witness even to that story so that when he does come, because I know he'll come, I can say, I saw that. I bear witness to it. when one thumbprint becomes three, becomes 14, becomes 100, it goes from individual overcoming to the overcoming of the world. That's why the name 1 million thumbprints.
When we bring our stories together, there's a lot of strength in that.
Yes.
We bring our stories to each other.
Yeah.
We strengthen each other.
Yeah.
And the evil is overcome with good.
That's right.
Because of what we share with each other. The shame is discarded.
Yep.
Because we have each other, yep, and we have brought it to light, the, yep, truth.
That's right.
And it gives us a strength that we didn't have in our silence.
Yeah, that's right. And might I suggest that it's a unique ministry of the sisters, that there's a warmth and a flow between women that is strong.
Mm, absolutely.
And brave-making. Mm. You made me braver on that trip. And I made you more brave.
Absolutely. Yes.
And together, we knew we had met the women in the refugee camps, in the IDP camps, in the very, very difficult, compromised situations that they were in. And we would look at each other and say, we bore witness to their stories. Mm-hmm. They are living this discomfort. We can do this. And their thumbprints and our thumbprints and Esperanza's thumbprints and Odile's thumbprint, and hopefully one day a million of them, will exist as a witness to the brave souls that brought the light of Christ to the world.
I love this lady.
It's a big deal, isn't it? It just feels so good to be able to say that I was saved, she was saved. We are actively saving each other because we are the witness.
Right.
And it means so much to me because other folk, the sense of empathy isn't quite as overt. For me, empathy is the number one evangelism tool we have right now. When we can't talk, this is what we do.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
Hi, friends. This is Bram Floria, president of Compassion Radio. Everything we do is done with the intent to build you up in the Christian faith and to give you opportunities to help build kingdom around the world. This year, we had the great privilege of celebrating our 78th anniversary in broadcast ministry. It's hard to believe that we've been on the air for almost 80 years. And in that time, of course, we've seen tremendous changes in the world. For most of that time, 74 years in fact, this ministry was in the steady hands of two solid men of God. Both amazing Bible teachers, visionaries, and committed to seeing a redemptive worldview truly transform the world. Both Wilbur and Norm Nelson stretched their faith and the faith of their listening partners by urging them to not just listen, but to act on their faith. They inspired people just like you to take seriously God's call to build His kingdom around the world and to do it in ways proven to make a lasting difference. When no one else would go after the Korean War, Wilbur and Norm built orphanages and schools in Korea and Hong Kong, making it possible for generations of kids to experience the true gospel and, over time, transform their countries. Later, Norm and Cher set off on some great adventures to see how far the gospel could really go, bringing Bibles to the underground church in China and Vietnam. They brought food and medical supplies into North Korea during one of their worst famines. They brought Christmas to school children in Afghanistan after the first Taliban defeat. They visited refugee camps in dozens of countries and helped supply the amazing Christians, keeping bodies and hope alive. And in the process, living out the true religion that James talks about in his epistle. Friends, today we remain true to that vision, even at a time when COVID has shut down so many avenues we would normally use to gather stories and supply our kingdom family. We are prayerfully pursuing new opportunities to be the hands and feet of Jesus. It means some amazing new partnerships and projects, which we're working on right now. In the months to come, we'll tell you all about the new chapter that God's opening for us, and I very much look forward to sharing it. In the meantime, I'm going to ask you to earnestly and prayerfully consider what you can do right now to keep Compassion Radio viable and equipped to seize these new opportunities and to face the new challenges they present. So many ministries right now are holding back, waiting to see what the world will do, how the economy will respond, and how God will move. Though I understand the reasoning, I simply cannot believe that God would have us sit back and wait out the storm before acting in faith. Our God is a God in the storm, and the world needs us now. As Compassion Radio, we're building out the plan as fast as we prudently can, and we're trusting that God will provide for the operational needs of this ministry through you as we do it. As Wilbur Nelson put it decades ago, when there's a need, seek God and tell His people. We're doing both. If you've never supported this ministry before, I'm asking you to do what you can today to make sure that we can get through 2021 with you and on to the kingdom things He has for us in the days to come. If you have supported us in the past, please hear me when I say you are deeply appreciated and honored in our prayers each and every day. Thank you for what you have done and what you will do to keep Compassion Radio on the air and in the arena. Please, don't hesitate to give us a call or drop us a line today. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. Again, that's 1-800-868-2478. Our website is also available 24/7 to make your gift online. It's also the best way to catch up on any episodes you've missed. You can even share programs with your friends and family. To send your gift by mail, you can use the following address: Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. God bless you for your partnership with Compassion Radio. We look forward to hearing from you today.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
So tell us about 1 Million Thumbprints. We want to know what it is. You told us how you got there.
Sure.
And how the Lord brought it up in your life. Yeah. How the Lord brought it to your heart. Mm-hmm. What is it?
1 Million Thumbprints is a grassroots campaign that desires to build the capacity and resilience of women who live in war zones. Gender-based violence is a real thing in this world. Mm-hmm. And gender-based violence is on a continuum. We would be foolish not to believe that it doesn't exist in our own backyards, right, in our churches, in our organizations, in our nonprofits, in our ministries. It does. We know statistically that 1 in 3 women globally have experienced a form of gender-based violence against themselves, which is sexual in nature, financial, physical, or psychological. When those violences are systematic and done as part of a plan of war, that is where 1 Million Thumbprints comes in. We operate in what the UN designates as chronic conflict or war zones. We work with women as peacemakers, mm-hmm, building their capacity and their voice as peacemakers. And we gather what we like to call currency. We have two currencies. One currency is thumbprints, just like what Esperance gave us. They're powerful. Mm-hmm. It's like a form of influence, the same way a dollar bill can be. When we gather enough thumbprints, we can get the attention of policymakers and church leaders and influencers that can help or hurt the women, the sisters that we know the stories of. Mm-hmm. We currently have 11,000 thumbprints, which is a lot, to be honest. But when you look at our name,
you need
some
more.
It's not enough.
You need a few more.
So can they digitally add their thumbprints?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do it two ways. I collect thumbprints physically because the women that we work with love to see, to have a visual representation of other people giving their whole identity to hearing their stories. That is a bearing witness transaction. So yes, you can give it physically if you're in proximity to us, or you can just stamp it on a piece of paper and send it to me. I'll figure out a way. But you can give it digitally, and you can do that by going to the 1 Million Thumbprints website, 1millionthumbprints.org, where it says on the drop-down, give your thumbprint. Just press that, and it'll ask you for your name and your email. That information is used nowhere other than to let you know how many thumbprints we have on a regular basis, as well as keeping tally of how many folk have borne witness to the stories of these women, given their thumbprint, and we take it regularly to leaders of countries, to the UN, to media folk, to say, we have a lot of people that care. You should care too. The second kind of currency is always currency, right? So a thumbprint or a dollar, both are powerful. Those dollars go directly into the programs that we are working with for the season that we're there. Currently, we're working in the Bekaa Valley, mm-hmm, creating safe spaces for women refugees who do not have safe spaces to live in. These safe spaces provide them with fellowship, a place to have fellowship as women, a place to care for their babies as mothers, and also a place for children to be educated safely. So all three of those projects are part of what we're funding right now that you saw.
I did.
Hopefully someday we can talk a little bit more about that work. But a dollar given to that kind of project is well used in that it is a powerful reminder to those women who have stories that the world hasn't forgotten them, mm-hmm, that we care enough to talk to policymakers, we care enough to tell their story in media formats, and we care enough to help support programs that make their lives survivable.
Yeah.
It's not just better. These women are trying to survive. And that is a story that I don't have in my own life, but I can lean into it.
And one of the things that you mentioned yesterday, if you don't feel, if you're not able to actually get inside of their story,
right,
then you don't have a connection with them. And the relationship,
yeah,
is what's important. And I think Jesus lived in community, in relationship. And I think one of the things that we lose in playing by the rules, having a set of guidelines that you follow to reach someone for Christ, it takes the relationship out of it.
It can be an excuse not to engage the relationship.
Right.
Yeah. For me, empathy is the number one evangelism tool we have right now. When we can't talk, this is what we do.
Yep. So I think for me, I was always overwhelmed by that whole process. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I have the gift of evangelism, but I will sit and hear your story all day.
That's right. Yep. And that the work of the sisters, if I could say that, in 1 millionth imprints is just that easy. Easy and hard at the same time. Listening or bearing witness to the story, a story always requires a listener. You can listen in a bunch of different ways. Mm-hmm. And as I intimated, listening for me got dangerous in that it took the form of high-functioning apathy. Mm. I looked like I was listening. Mm-hmm. I'd be hard-pressed to really tell you what you were saying. So if we were looking at how we could listen, I would say it's more like listening into someone rather than listening at someone.
Mm. That's like a distinction.
Yeah. So when we place ourselves in a war zone, when we choose to buy the ticket, to grab, in your case, your daughters, for your husband, Bram, to say, I'm going to send my most precious life flow with you. That cost can then translate into, I'm here to do the active work of listening into someone else's story.
But don't you think bearing witness is not just about hearing their story? Hmm. It's about going then and bearing witness to others about what you heard.
That's right.
And as Bram has said to me, bearing witness is a form of bringing justice to a situation. You bring justice by sharing that story. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people will rise up and maybe get angry. There are those who will do something from what they've heard.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what our hope is here on Compassion Radio, that when they hear things like what you've told us about Esperance, things that 1 millionth imprints is doing, and we just barely scratched the surface because I know you're doing a ton of stuff. But when people hear that and they're pricked in their spirit, it's going to bring about change.
I hope.
It'll bring about change in them. And then hopefully as the spirit begins to churn it around in them, and they begin to see the world through the eyes of Jesus more and more clearly, they will be moved to act in more tangible ways.
It's the nature of overcoming.
Yes.
It's the nature of bearing witness.
Belinda Bowen, thank you so much for this precious time. I have loved it so much.
I'm hugging her right now.
Go to 1 millionthumbprints.
Yeah.org.
.org. And see the beautiful things that Belinda is doing in this organization. Belinda has a book coming out soon the next few months.
Yeah.
And we're going to plug that again when it starts, when it gets closer to the
date. Excellent. Beautiful. They could also pop onto the blog, and there are several stories from our trip into the Becca Valley there as well. Thank you for the ministry that you do. It is a gift to hear the stories of people embodying the gospel everywhere. I'm blown away I get to be here.
I want to reiterate the website address, 1millionthumbprints.org. Please, Compassion Radio listeners, go and visit this website. You will get a lot of information, and there's a lot of ways you can be involved. Leave your thumbprint. Leave a note for Belinda. I know she'd love to hear from our listeners. Thanks again for being on Compassion Radio with
us. My joy. My joy.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478, or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION, COMPASSION, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.